The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. Back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on Hump Day, folks. Wednesday. And already it is what? Is it the first today, Mike? 1st of February, 2017. Had a hard time reading the old atomic clock on the wall. At any rate, as promised, and this is really ironic how this happened. Supporter in Chicago, John, I happen to be on my laptop at home on my emails. Here comes an email in. Says, hey, you need to listen to this guy. And I get these emails all the time. And I'm thinking, okay, well, the guy didn't identify who he was, so I went, okay, I'll bite. I responded, who are you? And he told me who he was. And I went, oh, okay. So I tuned in to Eddie's program and come to find out that Eddie is about 15 miles south of me in Austin. I kind of knew the crowd that he was with down there, but I didn't know him, never met him, never spoken to him. Only got to listen to a show, called in. And, well, as they say, the rest is history, because he's with us today. Mr. Craig, how are you, sir?
I am fine. How are you?
Well, I have a witness this time, because you're in Central Texas here. It's 80 degrees and sunny skies and no wind.
Well, absolutely. It's a beautiful day today.
Well, and we've had several of those strung together. And here's the funny thing about this, Eddie. You know, people will say to me, they're grousing, well, it's 10 below, and I'm up here in wherever north. And I never let them forget that in the summer, we suffer down here. This is the only spot on planet Earth that I have found that you can literally fry an egg on the sidewalk at 2 a.m. from the residual heat. So we get our payback in the summertime by way of excessive heat. But, hey, after so many years, you get used to it, or you just learn to ignore it, I think is more probably the case.
Yeah, those of us that are born here are pretty well acclimated to it. It was hot when we arrived, and it remained that way ever since.
Yeah, so much for global cooling and the ice caps melting, huh? You and I've been doing some reading. I've been listening to you a little bit, and you and I are pretty much on the same page. And I wanted to get you on the air to run through some of the stuff here. I mentioned to you today, I said, what did you think about Donald Trump's selection for replacement of Scalia? And your response back to me is, I don't know. And what does it matter? And I understand that response. And I think I put it as the CEO of corporate United States of America. But who better to bring into that matrix? You know, this is the matrix that's been created for us. So what better guy to run it than a guy that's been successful, well, living, breathing, and working in it and making millions and billions of dollars off of it? On the business side, Donald Trump makes sense. But apparently he's turning out to be one of the few politicians that have run for president that's actually following through in fast fashion with his campaign promises. And I would really like to see Hillary in jail. The Clinton Foundation has been shut down. Gee, I wonder why. And corruption, the stench, most people, Eddie, do not they don't understand. They know that things in Washington aren't right, but they don't know the reasons why. And researchers and commentators, you know, such as ourselves, what we do is we go into that little cow patty and we pick the important parts out as to why our country has turned into the aforementioned cow patty. Your take on this, because you and I started out today just briefly talking about the Constitution and how many people I've run into that have told me, oh, well, no, the founders, wow, they were deists and they were in on the fix right from the jump. And I've gone head-to-head with some pretty high-powered people, well-known people, on this very subject, and some of them will not talk to me to this day, and quite frankly, what am I missing? Because they've missed the point. Your view of the start of this country and then what has happened to it to bring us to this, shall I say, cow patty state?
Personally, I don't go for the founding fathers did this by design concept, and there are numerous reasons for that. First and foremost is their own writings on the subject of what they did and why, the communications they had with other people. All of that disproves the majority of these assertions about them being deist and having a plan only for themselves and so on and so forth. What they did, now they did do one thing that I absolutely do disagree with, and that in and of itself makes our Constitution literally unconstitutional. And that is the fact that the original Articles of Confederation, by agreement of the 13 colonies, in order for them to alter them in any way, required unanimous consent of every one of the colonies. They didn't have that when they created the Constitutional Republic. Several of the colonies refused to vote in the Constitution at the time they were trying to get it ratified because they disagreed with some of the things that they thought it was doing or wasn't doing in the way they wanted. So the idea that America has a habitual problem with following its own agreements, that's evident. But I can understand the thought process behind what they did, even if I don't agree with more or less the proper term for it is the legality of what they did based upon a prior existing agreement.
Well, and yeah, and it, go ahead.
The Articles had their problems. No, absolutely no question. The Articles had numerous problems that they didn't deal with when they should have, and they were causing problems. I have no issue with that. But if they made the agreement that it required unanimous consent, then they should have gotten unanimous consent before they made any changes. They didn't do that. They went ahead and put in place a brand new constitutional republic. It took a while, but everybody got on board with it, and here we are today. So what we have today is completely hell and gone from what we're supposed to have. But that is not the doing of the founding fathers. That is entirely the doing of attorneys and the courts. They are the ones that have completely misinterpreted, misconstrued, intentionally manipulated not only the meaning and intent and moral principles of the Constitution, but the very language of law and life itself to further their own agenda. Even the very first justice, Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, Justice Story, began that little scenario when every major opinion he wrote was made for one purpose only, not to administer justice, but to ensure that the decision did not tear the new union apart. Wasn't about right and wrong. It was about whether or not, if he ruled this way or that way, would the colonists reject it and want to secede. And they have followed that same pattern ever since.
And one of the counter arguments that nobody could ever explain, aside from delving into the history of this country, well, the history of the world, the salient points of history that changed course and direction for periods of time, I always look at human nature and what human beings are capable of doing. Now, in you ask any cop, you know, how do you guys solve murder cases? You know, you as well, you know, there's three primary reasons for a crime like that to take place: means, motive, and opportunity. So if the founders were these deists that were setting up shop for themselves, I ask the important question, then why didn't they provide to pay themselves off? Why did most of the founders, or most of the people that were involved in the American Revolution, why did they die prematurely or died broke because of their actions? I said that does not follow. If I'm going to rig a game, I'm the house and I'm going to rig a game. It's not the aim of myself to give all the money away and go into the debt. When I'm there, I'm the house and I'm rigging the game. Nobody, Eddie, could ever come up with an answer that satisfied me, which told me I was on the right track.
Yeah, and that's because, in my opinion, there isn't one. I do not believe the founding fathers were attempting to undermine our society. I really don't. You can, like I said, their own writings, the Articles of Confederation themselves, all the communications that we have collected as historical documents that they used to communicate with each other and foreign entities about what they were doing, why they were doing it, discussing what the points were they were trying to come across in things like the Bill of Rights and the other provisions of the Constitution. They completely belie any of these concepts that you began with, that they were deists and didn't believe in God, when virtually everything they do is in honor of or in praise of or because of their belief in. And they say it very plainly in most of what they do. Now, the thing about that is just like any point in American history, you have one public face and then you have a private face. I wasn't there. I can't tell you what the private face of any one of the founding fathers was. Not one of them. I was not there. All we have to rely on is what they put into the public or what part of their private life was made public in their writings after they were deceased. So we have to base it upon what's available to us. When you start concocting ideas that aren't substantiated by the evidence, then you have wandered into what I have termed the patronut realm. And there's two classes of these. There are the patronuts who have all these theories and everything else.
Wait a minute, Eddie, hold on a second. Yeah. What did you call them?
Patronuts.
Patronuts? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You have, and there's two classes of those. You have the patronuts, like I say, that have all these legal theories and history theories and reasoning theories, but actually no substantive evidence that they can build upon from one point to the next. What they start with is one thing that they've read or someone else has read and explained to them, and then they make inference upon inference upon inference from that one single fact. And 99.9% of the time, I have been able to show that they completely misconstrued that original fact to begin with. Now, in common sense, science, and law, you cannot make more than one valid level of inference from any substantive fact, period. And it must be an inference that is logical based upon that fact. The patronuts are exceptionally good at concocting these inferences with nothing to pin them to except their own beliefs and understanding, which isn't very good from what I found most of the time. Then you have the second classification. Those are the ones that I call the patridians. They just do what everybody else is telling them. They don't verify. They don't read. They don't look. You pour it in their ears, and it comes right back out of their mouth as if it's gospel. And so...
Well, look, I call these the cut-and-paste guys. There are people that their heart's in the right place, but their mechanics and the way they go about things is all wrong. And if you were to assume something, well, you're going to run and try to build on that assumption. This is where a lot of mistakes are made. Have you ever heard of a guy by the name of Ralph Winterrode?
Yes,
okay.
I have.
All right. And you chuckled a little bit.
I'm very, very familiar with Ralph and Ralph's methodologies and concepts and ideas.
Okay.
I'm even more so in the fact that Ralph once appeared on the Rule of Law show. And when we pressed him on the issue, my co-host did, Randy Kelton, Ralph had to state on air that he couldn't substantiate any of the stuff he was talking about. It was all simply his presumption.
And how long ago was that?
several years ago.
Yeah.
But I haven't found anything to make his foundation any more concrete now than it was then.
Well, Ralph has a program on this network, and I'm sure you'll hear about about your statement there. And
well, the thing is, I'm not making a statement. I'm just telling you what actually happened when he was on with my co-host.
No, I got you. I got you. Well, and there are, I've often said, and it's time to hang up the Spurs. If you have an idea in your head that you're the end-all, be-all, and you know it all, If you get to that point, then you're going to make mistakes. You're not going to be of any use to yourself, let alone anybody else. They have turned what they consider to be jurisprudence in this country seems to be not rooted in law, but it seems to be this free-flowing state of affairs on how to deal with legal questions. And I've seen what they have done. I said to you that, you know, the Constitution was written that a sixth grader would understand. And you kind of balked at that idea. You know, I told you I have a set of McGuffey readers, and I think it's from grade school up until, I think, the eighth grade. And as you open up those books and you look at the curriculum in there, you realize that they were dead serious about reading, writing, and arithmetic, the three fundamentals of education, or so it's said, the pillars of education. But if you understood, even if you only went to the sixth grade and you were taught out of McGuffey readers, you could read and understand the Constitution. You know, it was a beautiful document, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution itself. There was some give and take about the enumerated rights, but a lot of people do not understand. They look at this as being their shield and their badge of freedom. And in actuality, what this Constitution is, it's a set of ground rules that says, hey, this is the government document based on the law or the Constitution, and you don't get to color outside the lines. You don't get to be sloppy. You have to work within the confines of your little coloring book picture. And a lot of people do not understand that. They look at that. We've already been freed, okay? We have the rights. This just enumerated for government operation. And look what the hell they've done to it, Eddie. Jeez.
Well, I agree. The thing is, where most people have a misconception of the Constitution, a lot of people these days believe their rights come from that document. Mm. That is not true. Those rights are inherent in you at the moment of your birth. You have those rights. The government didn't give them to you. The Constitution didn't give them to you. The Constitution at the federal level has absolutely nothing to do with the people of the several states of the Union. It never has. It is entirely an agreement between the political body of the states and the political body of the federal government created by that Constitution, where the people of the states that are supposed to be in control of that political body at the state level made sure to tell the federal government, and where it specifically says the state governments, them as well, these are the things you absolutely are forbidden to do. There are no exceptions to that. There are no non-absolutes to that, save one. And that is the fundamental purpose for which government itself was created, to protect the individual rights of every man, woman, and child from incursion or violation by some other person or entity, period. Until that has happened, the government at any level has no business interacting with the people at all. Its authority to deal with us comes only from an instance when one of us is complaining of a harm by someone or something else. And the government is there to give us the strength in numbers and the use of force to obtain the justice we are entitled to for that harm.
All right, we've got to take this break, Eddie. We're talking today with... this is Eddie Craig. I'm surprised you and I have never met. And I've never had you on this program, but I'm glad you're here today. Let's take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Rule of Law Radio is where you can listen to Eddie. That's just on, Monday nights?
Monday nights from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time is my show, but my co-hosts also have shows from 8 to 10 on Thursday night and 8 to midnight on Friday night.
Okay, well, I'm not here to sell them on not listening to the programming on Republic Radio.
Right,
but
well, I don't know what night you guys have shows either. But
well, no, we're 24/7, 7 days a week, and 24 hours. Well, kind of 24 hours a day. We run some delayed programming overnight, but it's all fresh material. Getting back to who we are and where we came from. I asked you the question, if you had a magic wand in which you could wave, and you only had the ability to correct one major flaw, people ask me that question, and I see the power base and the root of all evil, and that's the love of the money. Money itself is not evil any more than a claw hammer is until you pick it up and bash your neighbor's skull in. But I've said many times that, Ed, we have a fundamental problem, which things have been changed over the years, that lawyers, these bar-carrying card wonderful individuals, that prior to the war between the states, or more importantly, The war of aggression on the South, better aptly put, there was an amendment. It was called the 13th Amendment. And that forbade people being in a representative seat, supposedly representing the people in their capacity in the Republic. I don't know what this democracy stuff is they keep talking about. But that 13th, that original 13th Amendment was pretty clear on who could take office. And if you were a lawyer or a barrister or whatever, you couldn't hold a public office. And your contention is the lawyers sharpened up their quill pens, filled their inkwells, and went to work.
That original 13th Amendment you're talking about was actually published as part of the federal Constitution for more than 65 years. I still have copies of books that have that Constitution in it that contains that amendment. After the War of 1812, the official records of its passing were destroyed. And as soon as that was made known, the president at the time, I forget exactly which one it was, ordered that the amendment be removed, even though it had already been in place for 65 years. And since they couldn't prove that it was ratified after the burning of the records, he declared it void and had it removed. That was unconstitutional in and of itself. He had no authority to do that. It was properly enacted, and it had been there for 65 years. And I'm quite sure they wouldn't throw the baby out with the bathwater on any other amendment that suited the government over the people just because the original records were destroyed in some catastrophic event. But they certainly got rid of that one.
Which, as we look at Congress assembled, I just call them Congress critters. As we look at the Congress as it exists today, it's rather fascinating that they'll come up with multi-hundred or multi-thousand page documents or legislation and tell you that, well, if you want to know what's in it, wait till we pass it, then you can read all about it. And they don't even write these bills.
No, the lobbyists write the bills. They don't even read the bills. And they're always suited for some special purpose outside of the needs and welfare of the public. They're always to enrich someone else.
And I think that's why they always throw in there, and for other purposes.
Yeah. Which, well, that makes it where they're able to use whatever money they collect or reconstrue the regulatory part of the law to where they can put it in places where it was never intended to be, just like they did with Social Security. When Social Security was first enacted, if you can remember back to when you first got that original Social Security card, it used to have stamped right across the face, not to be used for identification.
Yep.
Now they're using it for everything.
Well, and that's your hallway pass to our matrix. You don't have it? Well, we can't see you. We can't deal with you because, well, you're a non-entity. We call that being kind of sovereign, living flesh, all that thing. That's not how the government looks at it. Okay, we've got another, we got a bottom of the hour break here, Eddie, and then we got a long segment coming up. Everybody hang on. Into the second hour, if we have some time, we'll take phone calls from you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF, naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back, kind of touching on salient points of our history. You said that was 1812, it was after 1812 that the 13th Amendment, Eddie, was...
That was when it was removed, yes.
Okay. And where this came in, the removal of the original 13th Amendment, to my understanding, was after the Civil War. Correct?
The War of 1812. The Civil War was 1865.
I understand when it was, but we had Reconstruction afterwards, and the research that I've seen done, that's when the original 13th Amendment kind of came up missing in publications. So are we saying that it was floating for those years between the Civil War and 1812, and then officially it was done away with?
I'm trying to remember whether or not the information is that it was actually sooner than that,
okay,
prior to the Civil War.
Okay.
But it's possible. It was, like I say, it was on the books. The 65 years I know is accurate. I just can't remember the exact time frame of it.
Okay. Well, and then after, and this was the Federalist wet dream, to consolidate power and center that around Washington, D.C. And, you know, you and I were talking very briefly today about Trump, and I think he is, in this matrix we have today, he was the right man at the right time. People in this country had, they were fed up. 95 million people out of work. That's almost a third of the population if you throw out all the illegals and aliens and people that should not be here and people on temporary visas or whatever. I'm sure that represents probably right at a third of the population. And the problem that I'm seeing and the power base that they have used to control us has been the Federal Reserve System, any type of government. If you're going to conduct business, you've got to have a stable and honest currency, and we haven't had that for over... Now, the United States, Eddie, well, we've set a record. We've set a world's record, and I wonder if anybody's ever put this in a Guinness Book of World Records, is that no fiat money system has ever lasted more than 100 years. We're about 103 and counting right now. But people don't even grasp the idea of what the middleman and the game that's been played, when they can create money literally out of thin air and then turn around and charge you interest for it. And the very same people that crafted that Emergency Banking Act of 1913 just magically, just a few days later, came up with this the Internal Revenue Service. And I have said to people that was surety to the bankers. They knew where this was going to go. They aided and abetted us getting in debt, that is for sure. But to understand that you don't go to a bank. The old saying is, if you want to borrow money, you got to prove that you don't need it. In other words, if you have assets, that's collateral. That's collateral to a bank. Why should I loan you money? Well, I need it for this, that, and the other. Okay, fine. Okay, you got a good credit history or a payment history. You don't have any black marks against you. Okay, we think we'll loan you the money. Well, in many instances, you are creating that money literally by your own signature. You're creating that supposed wealth. You're bringing that into the marketplace. You, as the individual, borrowing that money, you're creating it. And, you know, this is when people ask me, if you had that magic wand, what is the one thing that you would do? And this has been what's behind globalism, the whole nine yards. This has been their power base. You don't operate in this world without power and without money. And this is where they derive their power. Now, having said all of that, do you think we'll ever get out of the funny money system?
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing. Not only have they never lasted for more than 100 years, they've never ended without a war. Can you name any fiat currency system that did not end in a civil war in the demise of the country that was using that system?
Not that I can think of.
Exactly. So that is literally the answer to your question. If we get out of it, it will be with great bloodshed.
Well, and you and I, I've discovered we're pretty much on the same page here. You know, we've got the soapbox out there. We've got the ballot box, such as it is. We've got the jury box, but we also have another box. It's the cartridge box.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, and I think they're still drunk off of Trump getting elected, and as I've stated, and I've said this on my program many times, yeah, Trump is the guy that's going to throw the monkey wrench into their federal goings-on. In my entire lifetime, I have not seen a president run on a platform, here's what I'm about, and this is what I'll do once I get in office. And he is doing exactly that. Now, my take on Trump, on this federal deal, he's throwing a monkey wrench into their gear mechanisms. He is slowing them down. He's angering them. It's the Genoveses and the Gambinos. He's there to bust up the game. Now, what the Genoveses and the Gambinos are going to do is realize the threat and turn on them, which we have seen exactly happen. All right, but there's another thing that I've encouraged people to look at. First of all, he's the CEO of the corporate America. Understand that. Trump has not changed anything of any value in restoring this constitutional republic. Now, he's been queried on this. He understands the republic. He understands the Constitution. Now, what he's going to do with that, if he presents too much of a danger, the crime families will just, hell, they'll drop an atom bomb on him if they have to get him out of office in Washington, D.C. But the key to this, Eddie, is we have 50 unique sovereign entities out there. We call them states. Down here in Texas, we still are a republic. But this is the key to gaining our constitutional republic back. It is the states that created the federal government, not the other way around. And Eddie, I see so many ninnies. I mean, take a look at the demonstrations in the streets. These people do not understand freedom and liberty. They don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand what role the government is supposed to play and what role they're supposed to play. They just don't have a clue. And to me, that's the direct reflection of the teachings of our history, our Constitution, what this is about, our form of government has been completely eliminated from any learning institutions. And I don't give a damn from kindergarten all the way through to college. Doesn't matter. Look what is operating on our campuses. Look at the professors there. They started at college level to stop what they consider to be the bleed and then work their way down. Now, Eddie, I said to you that the states are the key to this, and you go, no. You corrected me, and you go, no. It goes further than that. And I understood that, and I guess I kind of misspoke, because there's a reason why our states are broken down into counties. There's a reason why our cities and townships and whatever else are within those counties within your state. It was a means of control of the people over the politics.
Absolutely. The concept, as I've put it forth to people for the years I've been doing this, is pretty straightforward and simple. Everybody responds to peer pressure in some form or another, provided that the peer pressure has some pressure point to which to be applied. The representatives you have at your state level come from your county and city levels. That's where they come from. Now, imagine, let's say, that your state representative owns a car dealership in your town. Well, if he goes to the state level, to the legislature, and does things he's not supposed to be doing, the people that do business with his dealership could simply refuse to do it. If they would make it known to him at the very beginning by calling a town hall meeting or getting in large groups and filtering through his office every single time he's within shouting distance and tell him, you're going to take care of us the right way or we're going to blackball your business, and not do business with a representative that will not do their job properly to take care of the people rather than everybody with pockets. So the simple thing to me would simply be, look, I'm not going to do business with you because your business is in that capacity is to take care of our rights and you're not doing it. Therefore, I'm going to deprive you at the local level of your ability to earn a living, to support your family, to send your kids to school. I'm going to put you through what your legislative means has put me through or can put me through. Well, that's where we have to start. Going down and yelling at them when they're in large numbers at the legislature has never done anyone any good without cash under the table. That's simple. But at the local level, that's a whole nother matter.
Well, and I liken them to car salesmen. And the really bad politicians are the used car salesmen that have to lie to get their product sold. There is a reason why all 50 states have their own constitution. There's a reason why the federal government has its own constitution. What drives me insane, and you're hearing this more and more by the talking heads, even on Fox News, the supposed more conservative news outlet in this country, coming out of politicians' faces in any given turn, you're hearing the word democracy. We're the greatest democracy in the world. Democracy this, democracy that. Democracy now, democracy later. This is not a legislative democracy.
No. It's not any form of democracy. And it's most certainly not a pure democracy where majority rules. But I agree. Every talking head that everyone supports and says, look at this guy go, he's for us, he's protecting us, and the next word out of his mouth is, this is democracy in action. That tells you right there, he doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's talking about. His idea of principle is based upon a broken foundation if he thinks that what he's there for is to protect a democracy. And I have yet, the only one that I've never heard use that term in reference to America is Ron Paul.
He's the only one I've never heard use it. I'm glad you brought Mr. Paul up, because Mr. Paul, the first time he ran for president, people didn't even know who Ron Paul was. Half the state of Texas didn't even know who Ron Paul was. Didn't know he was a congressman, didn't know that he was in there for as many years as he was. And I think at the time when he first ran, not back in the 80s, but in the 21st century, let's just say, people didn't even know that he had already been a congressman for some 14, 15 years. He ran again. Now, this time, it was turning into rock star status. Looking at universities, people were filling the seats. They were sitting in the aisles. I personally would go to events and witness this myself, have the old backstage pass, and sometimes I even spoke at one of Ron Paul's events. And he had a brand. He had a lot of political capital that he had garnered. But when I saw him retire, when Trump came around, And again, is Trump the end-all, be-all to our problems? No, he is absolutely not. But Ron Paul was really negative about Donald Trump. And still, he's now starting to give kudos or accolades into some moves he's making, like getting rid of the TPP or protecting our nation by way of border control, whatever. Those are easy and those are simple. I'm failing to understand why Ron Paul did not use that political capital to go to the entities that you and I are just now discussing, that state, to make people understand. He could still draw large crowds. Large crowds could educate more people. He has wasted that political capital, and it really bothered me that he was banging Trump early on, just now starting to give him some kudos. But could not he have used that political capital, Eddie, to say, hey, look, you people in the states, here's the deal. This is what you've got to do. I the respect that I've had for Ron Paul has somewhat waned. Let's just put it that way.
Well, let's go to back to the issue that you mentioned earlier today when we spoke regarding the TPP. The way the TPP was being used, yeah, there was very good reason for Trump and everybody else to want to be rid of it. But you have to understand at its core what the TPP was actually there for. All the other stuff that it wound up doing was added under the table after the fact. What they originally passed in that bill was necessary and a good thing. What they added to it to line their own pockets is what made it the problem it was. So when Trump signed the bill to get rid of the whole thing, he was kind of throwing the baby out with the bathwater there. The original purpose of the TPP was to give America a dominant voice in the Asian marketplace and in that area of the world, rather than China. Now that Trump has abandoned the TPP entirely, that presence and that power that we would have had in those markets evaporated right along with it. Now, economically speaking, that's not going to wind up being a good thing. But as far as the ability to line their pockets the way they were doing, there it's a good thing. Because now that money's not being funneled because the system is no longer in place for it to happen. What should have been done was to repeal the provisions that allowed the pocket lining to take place, but not the provisions that allowed America to maintain that economic dominance in that region of the world.
Yeah. Well, and Trump has addressed that by saying that these, whether it's NAFTA, whatever trade agreement that is out there, TPP was not voted on. It was not supposedly the treaty or the way of doing business or the policy. That's been set aside. But he has said that we have to renegotiate these trade deals. And he is absolutely right. I looked at our wonderful politician idiots in Washington, D.C. when they start giving China the most favored nation status. The seat at the UN, on it goes, to legitimize them. And the only thing that I saw them doing, Eddie, was building the world's next boogeyman by all the billions of dollars that they were raking in from not only the United States but around the world. That had to have been stopped. Now, hold on. We've got a break here. I just heard the bump music. Talking to Eddie Craig today. We'll have a short segment, Ed, coming out of this break. And in the second hour, folks, we'll take your phone calls and much more information to come. We haven't even touched the traffic stuff yet. Okay.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO-free, nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
We are back. For the top of the hour, I wanted to bring this up. Flag heraldry. Important or not, Eddie?
does this have something to do with the gold fringe flag thing?
Yes, sir, it does.
In my understanding, no. The thing, as I explained it on my show the other night, is kind of like this. The guy that robs you at the ATM doesn't care what flag is standing in the lobby of the bank. Doesn't care if it's got a fringe on it or not. He only cares whether or not he can extract the money that you just extracted from the bank. I don't see the court system as it exists in America today any different than that. It is not designed to protect the rights of the individual. It is not designed to apply the rule of law. Yeah. It is designed to apply the whims of those in control of the system as a whole, and that goes right back to the attorneys.
Okay, well, cause and effect, I would agree with you there, but the flag heraldry, I'll have to send you over what I've had posted on the website, and I've reposted it several times over the last several years, is, yeah, it is important, because that is the standing of the court. That's the difference between a Ford badge or a Chevy badge. You know, what are you getting here? You know, what's your standing? What are we going to hear? I've yet to see somebody successfully walk into one of these courts of commerce or equity or admiralty or whatever you want to call it. The red, white, and blue that we see, that is a flag of war. And there was a peace flag that used to be prominently flown, if it was flown at all. Prior to 1940, you didn't see the American flag hardly ever except at public buildings, post offices, so on and so forth. Well, since then, we've seen them in all the states and generally at the same height flown as the state flag. And prior to 1940, that's all you had there was the state flag. At any rate, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole because that's a half hour unto itself right there. But I'll send you over the information I have on it. And I would invite you, Eddie, to take a second look at it because...
Well, I've actually read extensively on it, and the way I look at it is this. Let's use your Ford and Chevy analogy real quick.
Okay.
You're assuming that because the labels are different, that neither company builds the same obsolescence into its product. And in fact, they both do. You're talking the difference between a pink grape and a purple grape, okay? It may be different in flavor, it may be everything else, but if it's giving you the same thing in the end, what's the difference? This court does not need that flag to act corruptly.
And what kind
no
of
more
what,
than the guy at the ATM does.
Okay, but what kind of court do we have? How would you describe it? Because they want you to make sure that you state your standing in that court. Okay, they want to know who they're dealing with. But when we ask them, excuse me, who are we dealing with? Is this a court of equity? Is this a common law court? Can I stand on my constitutional rights in this court? And what I've seen, and I've witnessed this myself several times, when charged with some statute or running afoul of some policy or codified law, when I've seen an individual go, well, wait a minute, Your Honor, my constitutional rights, I have seen them shut down time after time after time, threatened, sanctioned, thrown into loony bins, detained for disrupting the court, we'll see you back here in 48 hours, that kind of deal. All right, look, we're at the top of the hour here. Calls are already starting to pile up. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. My guest today, Eddie Craig, and, well, we'll continue this conversation right after the short break at the top of the hour.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.